Hey everybody. All right, so as promised, we are here with part two. And we are calling this the happy birthday / redemption ramble fap. I am hoping this goes the way that I want it to. But, you know, as proven the other night, we just really don't know until it happens. So first thing that I have to tell you guys is I'm an idiot. Let me just tell you the irony of the situation. So when I listen back, when I listen my audio back and I realize that, first of all, if there had been a drinking game for clit sucking function, like, we all would have been sloshed by the end of it. Like, we just all would have been completely pissed by the end of it, because I probably said that like 15 times. But, and basically when I was talking about the reviews that I was reading and saying that, oh, these people said that this, and this wasn't working. But then I read these other reviews, and, you know, basically those people were doing things wrong. So it really made no sense for me to even read those reviews, because I was that person. Like, I was that person. I didn't think my toy was defective like the rest of them did. But, yeah, I was wrong, and I should have paid more attention, but I was too excited. So the next day, that night, I got on YouTube and I didn't really find what I was looking for, but I realized the next day that I was looking at reviews for the previous model, which did not have the vibration. So I found one, and this lady was so fucking annoying, y'all. Like, oh my God, she was so annoying. But she really helped me, and I didn't have to look at another video. So when I realized, when she showed me, you know, what I'd done wrong or whatever, I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a rookie mistake. So I get home and pull out the quick start guide, and my eyes just immediately go to the image of what I did wrong. Yeah. So it's just like I was telling a good friend earlier. Reading is fundamental, and Hooked on Phonics did not work for me, but it's okay because I figured it out. Now, I have not completely gotten my rhythm together, but we are well on the way. So we're going to try this again. It is nearly 3 a.m. on my 45th birthday. And I just had a glass of wine because I had a very stressful day and a very stressful night. I just got home from the emergency room with my mom like 30, 45 minutes ago. So, you know, I'm grown. It's my birthday and I can do whatever the fuck I want. So, that being said, yeah, we're going to try this again. So, I'm going to tell you guys, like, this, you know, the ramble fap has been something that I have been interested in since I first found out about it. Because I've always had a very active and wild imagination, not just sexually, but just period. So, my head is always full of fantasies, sexually, or sexual and otherwise. And, there's something that I've been thinking about a lot lately. I've had some conversations with friends about, like, the whole, you know, dom versus sub thing, and, like, why do we have to choose one? And even, like, the term switch. Like, I've always been a person who, when I'm with my partners, like, no, I won't lie about it, like, I typically do like the man to take charge, and I don't know, like, maybe that's something that I need to work out in therapy, maybe not, I don't know. But at the same time, I really get off on making my partner feel good. So if I can dominate, like if I have a male partner and I can dominate him, obviously if that's something that he wants, and it's not even about dominating, it's just about being assertive. And especially if he is someone who is in charge of people, or just someone who has to make like all kinds of decisions, like in his daily life, it's just kind of nice to give up that control. And if I can be that person, that thing that takes him away from that, that is like so hot to me. So I've just been thinking lately, like, you know, why can't we have the best of two worlds? Like, you know, why can't you be my daddy, but then, like, I can be your mommy too? Like, I can be your baby girl, and you can be my baby boy. You know, I mean, like, why can't we do that? You know, the older I get, like, I am, this is going to sound, I don't want to sound like one of those people, but, like, I am really not into labels, especially when it comes to sex stuff. And I've been like that even more since I've been on GWA and since I've been recording audios. But, yeah, that's just something that I've been thinking about. So without further ado, I think you guys are about to hear my squeak. I have figured out the glit sucking function. I've not used it to its full capacity because I've been kind of trying to wait to share that with you guys. But yeah, I'm in the dark because I have the TV on, but I'm like, you know, I'm trying to set the mood for myself, which is like setting the mood for you guys. But anyway, yeah, so we're going to start here. We have the clit sucking function turned on the lowest level. We're going to turn it up a little bit. All right, can you hear that? I'm sure you can half the time. But, all right, we're trying. Okay. All right, so I am putting this on my clit. So I was wrong with what I said earlier in the other audio. This is actually supposed to go on your clit. And then you just kind of, like, find your own rhythm. And I don't know if you can hear Chris Isaak playing in the background, Wicked Game. I hated that song. Like, a song came out when I was in high school, and I fucking hated it. But, I don't mind it so much now. It's funny how your musical taste can change when you get older. Like, songs that you hated when you were younger, like, you like, and then songs that you really liked, they're trash now. Okay, alright. So, we're gonna go up one more level, and then we're gonna add some vibration, which I'm probably going to regret, but we're gonna do it anyway. Oh god, that's too high. Okay. Alright. Okay. There we go. Alright. Okay. So I am just going to talk about a fantasy while I'm doing this that I've been thinking about. You know, I really miss someone to come home to, and I miss, someone coming home to me, and, obviously, you know, this toy, this situation is not helping that, but it's just, like, something to think about, We're going to turn this vibration off because it's just like way too much. All right. So I'm just thinking, like, it's a Friday night, technically Saturday morning. And, you know, I just wonder if you had me to come home to, what would we be doing when you got there? Would we order some takeout? Or, oh God, guys, this feels so good. Okay, so I think I'm on like the fourth level of clit sucking because I'm a greedy whore and I need this tonight. So if I was coming home to you or you were coming home to me, would we order in, and I don't want pizza, I want something like Thai or like sushi or something. Would we do that and maybe watch a movie? Or would we cook dinner, which I don't really feel like doing because it's been a long day at work? Or would we say, fuck the food, and as soon as we open the door, we just take our clothes off and just, like, fucking just get to straight fucking. Like, I would be totally okay with that. Because sometimes that's just what you need. And we could take turns, dominating each other. Like, I would be totally, totally fine with that. Like I said, I don't really like the term switch. I mean, I get it, but I'm just like, why can't we be two people that want to make each other happy? As I'm feeling this toy, like, working on my clit, I'm just thinking about you between my legs. Just like, looking up at me and making eye contact and just holding my hips in place because it feels so fucking good that I'm just going crazy. Like, my hips are like looking, and I just, like, I want to feel you. I want to feel your tongue inside me. I've been wanting to feel your tongue inside me all fucking day. Like, the entire time I was at work, like, I was just so fucking distracted because all I could think about was getting home to you. And one thing that I was looking forward to is making out with you. Like, I want to fucking make out with you. Like, our fucking plane is going down. Like, I want you to kiss me. Oh, fuck, and I want your hands all over me. And I want my hands all over you. And I just want us looking into each other's eyes and just fucking, I want that, like, fucking stupid ass, like, rom-com, like, stop time shit, like, to where, like, both of our worlds just completely stop, and all there is just me and you. Such a beautiful thing. And of course I want you to, oh fuck, of course I want you to fuck me, but it's, like, so much more than that. It's so much more than that. Like, I want you so bad. And I know that you want me so bad. Guys, this toy is, like, really, really, doing what the fuck it's supposed to do. And I'm not gonna last much longer. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Okay, so I had to turn it up a notch. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. I want you so bad. Oh my God. Just the sucking function. That was not the vibration. So next time we'll have to add that. So anyway, I hope you have enjoyed this, and everybody get some water. I know I will. And I hope you guys have a good weekend. And we'll be back soon. Okay, bye.